developer tools, and an honest reckoning with what benchmark claims actually prove. The developer tooling stories this week clustered around a theme of early-stage promise and unresolved risk. Herder, a new terminal-based agent multiplexer from developer Ogul Chancelik, allows users to run multiple AI coding agents simultaneously from a single terminal interface, managing their contexts and outputs the way a developer currently manages multiple terminal sessions with Tmux. The project is new and rough, but its premise that infrastructure for coordinating multiple AI agents will become as necessary as infrastructure for coordinating multiple processes is widely shared in the Hacker News comments. A more pressing concern surfaced around OpenAI's Codex. GitHub issue number 2847, open for an extended period, requests the ability to exclude sensitive files from Codex's operational context. In certain configurations, Codex may include environment files, credential stores, or proprietary configuration in the material it passes to an external AI service, files developers explicitly do not want leaving their local environment. The issue had accumulated over 200 comments and 211 upvotes on Hacker News, suggesting it is affecting real production workflows. The fact that it remains unresolved is the story. An essay on token maxing, the practice of optimizing prompts to extract maximum useful output within token limits, argued that the technique is simultaneously obsolete and more important than ever. The specific micro-optimizations of the early context window era are less necessary as windows have expanded dramatically. The underlying discipline of thinking carefully about what information enters an AI agent's context and how it is structured across many accumulated steps remains essential in agentic workflows. Thomas Dullion, known in the reverse engineering and security community as Halvar Flake, published a short guide to entrepreneurship grounded in deep technical expertise, why the skills that make an excellent researcher are not the same skills that make an effective founder, and how to navigate that gap. Hacker News tends to extend proportionally more credibility to practitioner-written advice of this kind than to generic startup content, and the reception reflected that. At the other end of the analytical spectrum, a 2020 Bloomberg piece on Masayoshi Son's presentation style resurfaced. Featuring charts with trajectories extending 300 years into the future and investment theses, Sun describes as based on intuition about which companies will achieve singularity. The SoftBank Vision Fund's track record, the discussion noted, is mixed at best. The episode's most disciplined segment involved a deliberate attempt to pressure test its own earlier claims about Chinese AI development. The confident assertion that GLM 5.2 beating Claude on SemGrep's benchmark signals a meaningful narrowing of the capability gap between Chinese and Western frontier AI labs rests on assumptions that do not hold up cleanly under scrutiny. Benchmark performance in a single domain, especially one defined by a company with a security-focused product, may reflect targeted commercial optimization rather than broad capability advance. Knowledge distillation techniques described in a 2024 paper may be less effective today, as frontier labs have implemented output filtering and rate limiting specifically designed to limit their exploitability. And beating Claude on a benchmark run in June 2026 refers to a specific model version on a specific evaluation day, a comparison with a shelf life measured in weeks. The more honest signals to watch: competitive GLM 5.2 results on genuinely diverse benchmarks, appearances by Chinese AI labs and academic collaboration networks that require frontier-level capability, and adoption of Chinese models in Western enterprise production workloads.